You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, this is Phoebe Bridgers, and you're listening to 95BFM.
Over Under Fed is the debut poetry collection by Amy Marguerite, out now via Te Herenga Waka University Press. In Over Under Fed, Amy explores the peculiar loveliness and specific loneliness of the human condition. She writes from experiences with anorexia nervosa, limerence, and a particularly tumultuous situationship. Her poems are confessional and seek to reconcile chaos and recovery. Amy completed Te Kohinga Awaha, a Master of Arts in Creative Writing at the International Institute of Modern Letters in Pōneke, Wellington in 2022. I caught up with Amy about Over Under Fed and her creative process. She also performed a poem. What is your creative process like?
I feel like I'm a little bit chaotic with my writing, and have always been quite chaotic. When I was writing the book, I had 1 year when I was doing my MA in Wellington, where I just used to sit in the garden in the morning and do some writing. But after that year, I just returned to kind of writing whenever I feel like writing, really. Yeah.
Awesome, yeah. I like the garden approach. That's really nice.
Yeah, it was quite nice to just sit outside with a coffee and listen to the birds and think.
Yeah, for sure. So did you move down to Pōneke for this degree?
Yes. So I had just finished my undergraduate degree also in Pōneke. And then the following year I was doing my MA. So I'm based up in Auckland generally. Had been living down there for study.
Awesome. So literally what we've just been talking about, you completed the Masters of Creative Writing at the International Institute of Modern Letters in 2022. Did this experience have an impact upon your creative process?
Yeah, no, absolutely. My class was absolutely incredible. Such lovely people who all were really generous with their feedback. And it was a really safe, beautiful writing environment and one that I hadn't really had before, at least not to that extent. So I'm incredibly grateful. And I feel like it was very formative in terms of the book, the creation of the book, and also just my writing and style and approach to poetry in general.
Yeah, of course. How did Over Under Fed come to fruition? Was that what you were working on during that year? And if so, how did you kind of compile the poems and select them and so on for this collection?
So that was the project I was working on that year, though it's quite drastically changed between then and now in its current form. But I kind of thought of my MA manuscript as like a bit of like an operating room when I returned to it. So I was quite brutal, I think, with choosing poems or like bits of poems to keep in the book. And I think that between finishing my MA and when I actually submitted the book for publication, I did a lot of thinking and also took a bit of a break from writing. And I feel like I, in a sense, sort of found my style a bit more in that time as well, and started reading writing by a few new writers. And so the poetry did absolutely change, but I still have a lot of the feeling from the poetry that I wrote in the MA and the book.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. Who are some poets or writers that you admire?
Definitely Eileen Miles. So Eileen Miles is a US-based poet, writer, and activist. And I really adore their work. I just love the way it is both really deeply intimate and also expansive. They are able to just write about the mundane and the political, and I'm really fascinated by the blend and think that it's really important and beautiful.
The book launch for Over Under Fed is this Friday. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, of course. So the launch is this Friday at Time Out Bookstore in Mount Eden. It starts at 6 p.m. and is going to be happening upstairs. So up the stairs from the bookstore. So just come on in and would absolutely love to have you there.
Or did I write that? You want to be the kind of finger dipping people do on a Sunday. On Monday, I want to burn all my diaries in a roasting dish, full of carcass and root somethings that didn't mean to come out of the ground. They came out anyway, in a pair of gloves, familiar with the upside. Imagine being born with gloves beneath your epidermis, the only thing outing you, the thought of them, there. The other night on the couch I told you I loved you. My grandmother was raised the wrong way around. Or did I write that in my diary? On Monday, I told you to put your fingers in the dish. Like a ceremony, babe. Like an organ recipient gaining consciousness. As if the only matter butchering us is you.
That was poet Amy Marguerite speaking to me about her debut poetry collection, Over Under Fed, out now via Te Heringa Waka University Press. Amy will be launching Over Under Fed from 6 to 8 tonight at Time Out Bookstore, Mount Eden. She will also be co-launching her collection with Gregory Kahn at Unity Books Wellington on the 20th of March, 6 p.m. We have two copies of Over Under Fed to give away. So text in your name and your B card number to 5395 if you'd like to take one of those for yourself.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.